然后呢，上面大概有，对，这是也是马路那边的，然后呢，परमात्मा की भक्ति करने का मौका सानू परमात्मा की दया और उसकी मेहर के नाल ही मिलता है।
We know that the opportunity of coming to such retreats in which we get the opportunity of doing the devotion of Lord, we get this only with the special grace of Almighty God।
जिस भी आत्मा किसी भी वक्त किसी भी दीवाने अंदर उस परमात्मा के नाल मिलने का मौका मिलया, सचखंड पहुंचया, उस महान आत्मा ने अपने ग्रंथा अंदर अपनिया पोथरिया अंदर इन्हों चीज़ों का जिक्र किया है कि परमात्मा की दया नाल परमात्मा की मेहर नाल ही असी गुरुआ की शरण में आ सकते हैं, उन्होंने सत्संग में आ सकते हैं, उन्होंने दया नाल ही असी शब्द नाम के नाल जुड़ सकते हैं।
Whenever any soul has the opportunity of coming to the feet of the master, no matter in which religion that soul was born, or no matter in which country, or no matter what time that soul was born into this world, the soul who got the opportunity of sitting at the feet of the master and obeying the instructions of the master, he who became successful in getting prasadam has written in his bani, in his writings, that we got this opportunity, we became successful in our mission only with the grace of our master. All the past masters and saints have emphasized a lot on the importance of the grace of the master.
Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj kende apan liye je mile vishnu ko ro van.
So Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj said that, O Lord, if it were in our hands to meet you, why we would have suffered a lot after being separated from you?
आप कहते हैं कि चार कुंट बैद स्पर्म थक आए ब्रह्म की शाम तथों विछड़ के असी कूटा के अंदर भरम दे फिरे जम जम मरे मरे फिर जमे कह लगे हूँ असी थक गए हैं तेरी शरण में आए हैं।
But he said that, O Lord, after being separated from you, we have wandered here and there in all the four corners and the ten directions of this world, and now at last we have come at your feet. We took birth and then we died, and again we got another birth. In this way, we went on coming in this world and going back. Now we are tired by doing that, and now we have come and taken refuge in you.
Sanu bhi os Paramatma de apne Guru Dev de de प्रार्थना करनी चाहिए है कि तू साढ़े से दयालु होया, दया कीती साढ़े तपदे दिलां हिरदियां ठारन वास्ते नाम की बारिश कीती, ये रहमत हमेशा साढ़े उपर कर ताकि ये जेड़े तैं बूटे लाए है ये सुरजीत रहन और सत्संग जो है ये आत्मा नू ये खुराक मिलती है, ये आत्मा वास्ते पानी है, ये जिंदगी का पानी है।
So we should all pray to our Almighty Master, O Lord, because of your grace, because you became gracious on us, we have got this opportunity. And only because of your grace, you came down in this world to cool our heated hearts, and you planted the plants of now, and now you yourself are giving the water to this plant. We should pray to him for his grace so that the plants which he has planted may always remain alive and we may always get the food for this plant from the satsang. Because by the satsang, our souls always remain alive. We get the food for this.
Jo bhi bhakti karda hai, apne Gurudev pe bharosa rakhda hai, गुरुदेव हमेशा आपके सेवक की रक्षा करता है, सिर पर मेहर भरिया हाथ रखता है।
सतगुरु ऑलवेज प्रोटेक्ट्स द डिसिपल्स हू हैव फेथ इन हिम एंड हू डू हू सर्व द मास्टर एंड हू डू द डिवोशन ऑफ द मास्टर फॉर आवर जर्नी। मास्टर ऑलवेज पुट्स हिज ग्रेशियस हैंड ऑन द हेड ऑफ द डिसिपल्स।
कबीर साहब ਇਨਸਾਨੀ ਜਾਮੇ ਤੋਂ ਕਦੇ ਥੱਲੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਏ। ਉਹ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਸੰਤ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਮੰਡਲ 'ਤੇ ਆਏ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਆ ਕੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇਵ ਦਾ ਸਹਾਰਾ ਲਿਆ, ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇਵ ਦੇ ਗੁਣ ਗਾਏ।
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੈਵਰ ਵੈਂਟ ਬਿਲੋ ਦ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬੋਡੀ, ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਫਸਟ ਪਰਮ ਸੰਤ ਟੂ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਇਨਕਾਰਨੇਟਿਡ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਸੇਂਟ, ਬਟ ਸਟਿਲ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਹੀ ਵੈਂਟ ਟੂ ਹਿਸ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਇਨ ਹਿਸ ਰਾਈਟਿੰਗਸ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਪ੍ਰੇਜ਼ਡ ਹਿਸ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਵੈਰੀ ਮਚ।
ਹੁਣ ਤਾਂ ਹਿੰਦੁਸਤਾਨ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਸਮਾਜਾਂ ਹਨ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਦ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਇਸ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਮੰਡਲ 'ਤੇ ਸਨ ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਹਿੰਦੁਸਤਾਨ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਦੋ ਮਜ਼ਬੂਤ ਸਮਾਜਾਂ ਸਨ, ਹਿੰਦੂ ਔਰ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ। ਦੋਨੇ ਫਿਰਕੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿਰੋਧੀ ਸਨ। ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਆਪ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਘਰ ਪਲੇ ਸਨ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਆਪ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਮਜ਼ਬੂਤੀ ਨੂੰ ਅਹਿਮੀਅਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਸੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਪਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਡੇ ਸਰੀਰ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੈ। ਕਰਨ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਦੀਦਾਰ ਮਹਿਲੇ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਇਹ ਸਰੀਰ, ਇਸ ਮਹਲ, ਇਸ ਮੰਦਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਪ੍ਰੀਤਮ ਹੈ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਖੁਦ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਦੇਖੋ।
Time when Kabir Sahib was incarnated, when he came in this world, in those days there were only two main religions or communities. There were Hindus and the Muslims, and they both were against each other very much. Even though Kabir Sahib was brought up in the Muslim family, in the Muslim religion, but still he did not give any importance to any religion. He said that in order to achieve God, in order to realize God, you must not be dependent on the religion. You need to go in your within, because God is within you. He is nowhere outside. He said that, dear ones, look within you and with your eyes have a vision of the Deliverer, because your dearly beloved Master, your dearly beloved Almighty Lord is within you, and if you want to see Him, you need to go within yourself and see Him there.
Kabir Sahib bhi isi cheez ke andar honda hai ki bahut sare samaj de thekedaran ne ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਮੁਤਲਕ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਸ਼ਤਿਹਾਰ ਕੱਢ ਦਿੱਤੇ ਕਿ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੇ ਜੱਗ ਰਚਿਆ ਹੈ, ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਨੂੰ ਮੁਫਤ ਖਾਣਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਜਾਏਗਾ। ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਲੋਕ ਖਾਣਾ ਖਾਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆ ਗਏ। ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਇੱਕ ਗਰੀਬ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਅੰਦਰ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋਏ ਸਨ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਘਬਰਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਇਤਨੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਪਬਲਿਕ ਆ ਗਈ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਆ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ, ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਖਾਣਾ ਦੇਵਾਂਗੇ। ਉਹ ਮਾਤਾ ਲੋਈ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਦੇਖ ਸਤਨਾਮ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਸਭ ਦੀ ਰੱਖ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸਭ ਦਾ ਪਰਦਾ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਉਸ 'ਤੇ ਭਰੋਸਾ ਨਹੀਂ। ਕੁਛ ਖਾਣਾ ਪਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਇਸ ਉੱਪਰ ਕੱਪੜਾ ਪਾ ਦੇ, ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਲੋ ਪੰਗਤਾਂ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਬੈਠ ਜਾ, ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਭਰੋਸੇ ਨਾਲ ਖਾਣਾ ਖਵਾਓ, ਆਪਣੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਅੱਗੇ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਰਹਿੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਤੇਰੀ, ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਤੇਰੀ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਿਹਨੇ ਕਹਿਣਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਤੇਰਾ ਭਗਤ ਹਾਂ। ਤੋ ਸਾਰਾ ਦਿਨ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਖਾਣਾ ਖਾ ਖਾ ਕੇ ਚਲੀ ਗਈ। ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦਾ ਸਭ ਜਸ਼ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗੇ। ਜੋ ਵਿਰੋਧੀ ਆਦਮੀ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਬੜੇ ਸ਼ਰਮਿੰਦੇ ਹੋਏ, ਜਦ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੇ ਕੋਲ ਆ ਕੇ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗੇ। ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ, ਦੇਖੋ ਬਈ, ਇਹ ਮੇਰੇ ਬਸ ਦੀ ਬਾਤ ਨਹੀਂ, ਨਾ ਹਮ ਕੀਆ ਨਾ ਕਰੇਂਗੇ, ਨਾ ਕਰ ਸਕੇ ਸਰੀਰ, ਕਿਆ ਜਾਣਾ ਕੁਛ ਹਰ ਕੀ ਉਹ ਕਹਿਓ ਕਬੀਰ ਕਬੀਰ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨਾ ਮੈਂ ਕਰ ਹੀ ਸਕਦਾ ਸੀ, ਨਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤਾਕਤ ਸੀ। ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਕਬੀਰ ਕਬੀਰ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਕਰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਉਸ ਗੁਰੂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਹੀ ਦਇਆ ਹੈ।
It comes in the history of Kabir Sahib that once some religious leaders who were strictly against Kabir Sahib announced that Kabir was going to cause the peace and everybody is welcome, they will be fed with good foods and like that. They did not ask Kabir, but still they announced it because they knew that Kabir is a poor person and he will not be able to peace, he will not be able to serve all those people who will come there getting the announcement, and in that way he will lose his honor, he will be defamed in his sight. So when on the day was announced, people started coming for having their peace at Kabir's home. And the family of Kabir became nervous because they did not know how to feed all those people, because there were so many people who were come and more were coming. So they all became nervous and they wanted to know what to do. So Kabir Sahib said that, don't you have any faith in Almighty Lord? Satnam, the creator of this creation, saves the honor of everyone, and we should pray to him and he will take care of our honor. And you don't worry, whatever food you have, cover it and start serving the people. Tell people to sit down and start serving them with the food you have, and God will take care of everything. So it so happened. After that, Kabir Sahib requested to Almighty Lord's Master. He said that, O Lord, if my honor is lost, I am not bothered because it is your honor. If I am praised, I will not be happy because it will be you who will be praised. So you have to see what you want. Everything is in your hand. So when he prayed like that to Almighty Lord, it so happened that all day long, all those who came ate very good food, and still at the end of the day, there was a lot of food but a lot of more people. When people got very good food, they appreciated it very much and they were impressed by Kabir's hospitality, and they all started praising Kabir. Kabir replied that, neither I have done this nor I can do, and not even my body can do this. I don't know how God has managed to do all these things, and people praise me and everyone Kabir is talking about.
उन्होंने मैकल शब्द बोल के हटिया है, दास अजायब अर्जा करता सुन कर पाल पे आ रहा, दर तेरे पे ढटे आते रखने लाड पे आ रहा, कि जो भी पहुंच जाता है वो अपने गुरु देव खुद मालिक समझा है, गुरु दोनों जहाना का मालिक होंगे है, इतों उतों का रखवाला होंगे है, वो शब्द ही देख पा के साडे आया होंगे है, और सच्ची बेनती उन्हां दी है जो उपर पहुँच जाते हैं उस मालिक के रूप में गुरुदेव में देख लेते हैं, वो हमेशा ही उस अगे बेनती करते हैं, तू साड़ी इलाज रख, तू सानू दर तो ना दूर कर, सो साडा भी फर्ज बनता है कि भजन अभ्यास करिए, अंदर जाइए, सच्चाई में खुद देखिए।
Those who reach the highest plane, they know that their master is the owner of all the worlds. He is everything, he is almighty, and he can do everything. He is not less than God. In fact, he himself is God who has come down in this world, in the human body, to explain to the source and to bring the source back home. And that is why those who have reached the highest plane and have known the reality of God, they always make such requests. They always go on telling their master to save their honor, because they know that everything is in the hands of their master, everything is in the hands of their God. So that is why they always make such request. Humbly, they request to Almighty God that, now when we have come to your door, you always keep us attached to your feet, and you don't never throw us away from, and you never throw us away from you. So according to that, we should also become humble and always pray to our master, and we should pray to him to help us in our meditation, so that by doing meditation we may go in the vidhi and see the reality of the Purukmana.
Thank you. Jai Premi, this karikram de andar hazir hoye hai, chahe apne bachyan nu leke aaye hai ya akele aaye hai, sab da swagat hai, ji aaye hai, dhanye hai.
Now I would like to welcome all the dear ones who have come here to attend the program, all the parents who have brought their children. I'm very pleased to see all of you, and once again I welcome you.
लेकिन आप सब ने पता ही है कि आप खास मकसद वास्ते अपने तरह के कारोबार छोड़ के आए हुए हैं, लेकिन मन जो है काल का एजेंट वो भी साढ़े अंदर है, काल कोई भी मौका नहीं चाहता हाथ विच जान चलिया जाए, वो हमेशा साथ रहना है, पूरी ड्यूटी है कि इन किसी ना किसी भक्ति मार्ग तो दूर ले जावा या इस भक्ति ना कर देवा, सो इस वास्ते जो भी डिसिप्लिन एक हुंदा है उसकी पालना करनी जरूरी है। आपको पता ही है कि हमेशा मैं यही सलाह देना हुंदा है कि ये जो थानू टाइम मिलिया है ये शहर जान की कोशिश ना करो, क्योंकि थोड़े मुल्क के अंदर भी बड़े अच्छे अच्छे शहर है, तो दुनिया की खरीदो फरोखत करने वक्त ना खराब करो, वो तो वह समा भजन सिमरन दो।
You know that all of you have come here for some special purpose of doing the meditation. You have left your business and the business over there, and you have come here for doing the meditation. So, while you are here, you should do as much meditation as possible and remain in the discipline. Because you know that even though we have come here, our mind has not left us, but our mind is within us. And since mind is an agent of negative powers, and it is its duty to check all the souls and to prevent them from doing the meditation. So he will try his best, and he will try his level best to keep us away from the meditation. He will present many things and he will not allow us to do the meditation. But we should be strong and we should always remember the purpose for which we have come here. You know that generally I advise dear ones that while you have come here for a short period, you should concentrate more on the meditation and simran. There are many beautiful cities and many bigger cities in your country, and you can go for sightseeing and things like that in your country also. So while you are here, you should not waste any time in going for sightseeing or for shopping and doing the worldly things. While you are here, you should concentrate on the meditation and bhajan and simran as much as possible, so that you may benefit from this.
इंसान ने सारी जिंदगी बहुत खरीदो फरोख्त की है, बड़े बड़े वण भी कीते है, लेकिन जिस वणज वास्ते आप अज इकट्ठे हुए हैं वो नाम का वणज है। ये नाम का बिजनेस इकट्ठा करने वास्ते आप इकट्ठे हुए हैं, सो सानू ये तोशा दिल ला के दिल की गहराई से पूरी तवज्जो दे के नाम सिमरन के अंदर अपना वक्त देना है।
वी हैव डन अ लॉट ऑफ शॉपिंग इन आवर लाइफ एंड वी हैव डन सो मेनी बिजनेस इन आवर लाइफ, नाउ वी शुड डू द बिजनेस फॉर व्हिच वी हैव कम हियर, एंड दैट इज द मर्चेंडाइज ऑफ नाम, the word of earning the fruit of naam. We should, from the depth of our heart, have the yearning to collect the wealth of naam as much as possible, earn the wealth of naam as much as possible, and for that we should concentrate more on doing the meditation. So I hope that all the dear ones will listen to my request and you will put more time in your meditation and will not waste any time in the useless things.